rotten flesh, mm-hmm. or decay, or whatever you might want to call it, but then his dead flesh mm-hmm. are coming out. And you know, my understanding now, I'm not telling you something that I know, but I was taught that I'm talking about from old Confederate mm-hmm. men, mm-hmm. was in the war, mm-hmm. said maggots, you know what a maggot is, mm-hmm. yeah. saved a many man's life. Mm-hmm. Had no doctors, they'd be laying out yonder for several days without a doctor or anything done for them. Mm-hmm. And maggots would get in there mm-hmm. and would keep all that foul flesh and everything eat up in there. And mm-hmm. otherwise, blood poison would have set up and you'd have died laying right there. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know that being, but then I would talk that from them. Mm-hmm. They said many men were saved from the maggot. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. If a man.
And they also claimed that many animals had been saved. Mm-hmm.
If your hand had been infected or something and it got pretty big, you'd say it was pretty badly. You might say it swelled up and now it's still pretty badly.
Now, from what? Just swell up, said something get wrong, and swell up within itself. Mm-hmm. Well, you were my way of seeing that, you just wouldn't know what caused it. Now, if you knew what caused it, well, you'd have some remedy. Mm-hmm. But if you didn't know what caused it, well, mm-hmm. you just wouldn't know. Say my hand just go to swelling there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and me not knowing what caused it to swell, well, I'd just be in the dark.
Mm-hmm. If somebody gave you a medicine and it didn't work, you might say, well, I tried it, but my hand's still pretty badly. What could you say there?
We just said it didn't work. Mm-hmm. I tried it, but that didn't do no good. Mm-hmm. Well, he might tell you to try something. He might give you another drink. Try that.
Mm-hmm. What might you put on your finger if you get just a little cut or something?
Well, there's quite a few things you can put on that. Mm-hmm. If you, now this has happened all of my life. Mm-hmm. I had a cousin. If he ever got a skin on his hand, he had a bad place on his hand or foot 6 months. Mm-hmm. Well, I was always the type of person. I'd mash my hand, have a bad cut. I never did do nothing for it. Mm-hmm. Could heal right up like that. Mm-hmm. And it's in a person's blood or skin or something, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Some are hard to, mm-hmm. Well, it's something about your body that you call that resistance. Some just don't have no resistance mm-hmm. to this happening or that injury or the other injury. Mm-hmm.
If what would you call the stuff you might have to drain away from a pretty bad wound?
Right, we call that pus.
If what would you call a sore that might come to a head?
Rising. That's what you used to call them now years ago. I don't know what to call them now. Mm-hmm. But you hardly ever see anybody with one now. But that used to be. Mm-hmm. Folks used to be bad about having.
What would you call a box that people would be buried in?
Now, the way they used to do that, you see, of course they were buried in the ground way back yonder. Mm-hmm. And they didn't call them caskets, they made them, called them, they called them coffins. Mm-hmm. And now you build a box, that box went in there. Mm-hmm.